It was 30 years ago when Norwich beat Leicester by 14 goals to nil, knocked in 12 against Spurs, and then went on to win the FA Cup. They weren't the Canaries, but the fabulous fledglings, and what a team they were. It's time, especially at the end of this disappointing season, to celebrate the extraordinary cup run which ended with Norwich Ladies Football Club lifting the Women's FA Cup at Carrow Road in May 1986. During the 1985-86 season, the talented team, based at Gothic Social Club on Heartsease Lane, flew past the opposition, brushing aside the likes of Leicester, Hemel Hempstead, Cove Krakatoa, Kirby Sports Centre, Spurs and Aylesbury to meet Doncaster Bells in the final. "It was quite a game," said former Norwich police officer Linda Curl, who was one of the best women footballers in the country for many years and England's most capped player. The score was 4-3, with Norwich winning a thriller thanks to a last-minute goal by Marianne Lawrence. Other scorers for the fledglings were Linda, Miranda Colk and Sally Jackson. "It was a fabulous day which we've never forgotten," said Linda, who still lives near Carrow Road. "I was the girl from the back of the Barclay who walked out onto the hallowed turf to play in a cup final, and we won! It doesn't get much better than that," she said. Today, women's football is a whole new ball game. Earlier this month, more than 30,000 people were at Wembley to watch the women's FA Cup final between Arsenal and Chelsea. Back in the 1980s, times were very different. "It wasn't easy juggling a job with the football for us, but we really enjoyed ourselves, and winning the cup in front of our families and friends at Carrow Road was the pinnacle of our careers," added Linda. She can look back on an extraordinary career at a time when women players never got the credit they deserved. "I was at Heartsease School and I was so proud to be the youngest girl ever to play for England when I was aged 14, said Linda, who lived at Newbiggin Close at the time. "I couldn't believe it," said the youngest of three sisters. Linda always loved football, and by the time she was 7 or 8, she was allowed to go out to the nearby park by herself. The boys didn't like the idea of playing footy with a girl. It was such a proud moment for Linda when she ran out to play for England, and one of those watching was her dad, Peter Curl. What a thrill for the whole family. She went on to represent her country at home and abroad on more than 60 occasions during the next 15 years, before retiring in 1990. "I had a pretty good run, and my employers, the police force, were very good to me, especially as I tried to train every day." Norwich Ladies was formed in 1982 by manager Maureen Reynolds after giving up her career with the successful Lowestoft Waves, another top club at the time. With internationals such as Linda and Vicky Johnson on board, the Norwich side proved to be a class outfit. Jackie Slack and Sally Jackson played for England and Susie Fall turned out for Wales. This all led to them storming through the rounds of the Women's FA Cup before beating Doncaster Bells in the thrilling final at Carrow Road. So it's time the squad took a bow. Linda Curl, Jackie Slack, Veronica Price, Sally Jackson, Marianne Lawrence, Vicky Johnson, Miranda Colk, Tracy Ives Keeler, Julie Page, Vanessa Kemp, Kate Purdom, Julie Bowler and Sue Steele. Oh, and the chaps were doing quite well too. As the fledglings were lifting the cup at Carrow Road in May of 1986, thousands of fans turned out to join the party as the Canaries celebrated gaining promotion from the second to the first division. In traditional yo-yo fashion, they'd been relegated, but manager Ken Brown bought a number of key players in the push for promotion. One of them, Kevin Drinkle, had a cracker of a season, scoring 22 goals in 41 league games. He won the Golden Boot as the top scorer in the division. They embarked on a 10-match run of victories and ended the season on top. The Canaries were back. So, will it happen again next season? We shall see.